He went to the Malakarjuna Mandir, where there's a beautiful deity of Lord Shiva. And in this Shiva temple, he started dancing and singing. Lord Shiva, Mahadev, is an expansion of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, and he's also considered greatest of Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how we must very carefully honor and respect these very great personalities. And as he was chanting, thousands and thousands of people from the local area, they all came. And just by seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance, they all, with raised arms, became pure Vaishnavas chanting the holy name. Then we went to the temple of Ahovala Nrisimha. Have any of you ever been there? Someday we will go on yatra. You have to go deep, deep into the jungle. It's a very isolated place. Way in jungles. I think you have to walk. And then there's a big, huge, beautiful temple with wonderful pillars. And very ancient temple of Narasimhadev. It was one of the palaces of Hiranyakashipu. Some say that is where Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Some say in Multan in Pakistan. Some say in Ahovala Narasimha, which is in Andhra Pradesh. Anyways, it's easier to go to Andhra Pradesh than Pakistan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed beautiful, beautiful kirtan there, induced everyone to chant and dance. Then he went to a village called Siddhavata. And there was a very, very great devotee of Lord Ram. This devotee, he was such a Ram Bhakta that all day and all night he was constantly singing the names of Lord Ramchandra. Constantly talking of Ram's pastimes and singing his names. He knew nothing else from his early childhood. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy to see his devotion. And Lord Chaitanya stayed at his house for some days. And then he continued his devotee, his journey, and went to this one temple of Trivikram. And then he returned. And when he came back, this Ram Bhakta was constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya asked him, why you're chanting Maha Mantra? When I was here last, you were chanting Ram's name. He said, ever since my earliest childhood, I've been chanting Ram's name with great love and devotion. But ever since I've seen you, the name of Ram has flown away and only Krishna's name is on my tongue. And then he started quoting from Padma Purana. And he quoted that 1,000 names of Vishnu equals one name of Ram. In other words, if you chant the name of Ram, it is equal to chanting Vishnu's name 1,000 times. And if you chant the name of Vishnu 3,000 times, it is equal to one name of Krishna. In other words, 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one name of Ram, and 3 names of Ram is equal to one name of Krishna. He said, it's all the same person. The same God, but still, the holy name of Krishna is the highest, most ultimately attractive of all names of the Lord. So therefore, at this time, after seeing you, I can do nothing but chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I can understand that you are Lord Krishna. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I surrender to you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this Brahman and gave him his very, very great mercy and blessings. And then he continued his travelings. And wherever he would stop, sometimes millions of people would come to see his chanting and dancing, and everyone would be induced to join the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Kaviraj Goswami explains that South India at that time, it was like a lake filled with crocodiles of different philosophies. And Lord Chaitanya was so influential that all the various philosophers and gurus and acharyas and whatever their leaders and teachers, they were all coming to challenge him because he was making everyone Vaishnavas. The followers of Patanjali, the followers of Kannada, the followers of the atheistic Kapila Dev. And one day, followers of Shankaracharya, one day a guru with his disciples of the Buddhist sect came before Lord Chaitanya. And there was big crowds around to see everyone get defeated by Lord Chaitanya. And this guru, he began to very, very strongly present the nine principles of the Buddhist doctrine. He said that Buddhist philosophy is like a wheel, the wheel of Buddhist dharma, and these nine principles are like the nine spokes to that wheel. But Lord Chaitanya broke all the spokes by his very strong argument. Because basically, generally Buddhists do not believe in a god. They just believe that there's karma, and then there's the freedom from karma, and then there's nirvana, which is just a voidist existence. So everyone was laughing to see this teacher defeated. So he decided to disgrace Lord Chaitanya. So they got a big, huge, heavy metal plate and filled it with untouchable food. And they presented it to Lord Chaitanya and said, "This is prasad, Swamiji, please take it." And just when they were about to present it to him, this huge bird came down. And with the bird grabbed the plate of prasad and started flying in the air with it. And as he was flying, all the untouchable food fell on the heads of all the followers of this Buddhist. And then he went high in the sky and dropped the plate, and it crashed against the guru of the Buddhist. And his head just cracked open. He was bleeding and he fell to the ground unconscious. There was no symptoms of life. And his disciples realized that Lord Chaitanya is not an ordinary man. So they ran to him and they said, "We take shelter of you, we take shelter of you. Please save our guru. We love him. Please save him." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that you go to your guru's ear and as loud as you can, you chant this mantra, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare." So they did that. They were chanting and chanting and chanting, and as they were chanting, they all became pure devotees. And soon the guru, his soul was awakened by the Maha Mantra, and he got up and started dancing in ecstatic love and chanting the holy name. Guru, his soul was awakened by the Maha Mantra, and he got up and started dancing in ecstatic love and chanting the holy name. In this way,
The disciples became the guru of their guru. This is called parampara. The Lord Chaitanya initiated them in Mahamantra, and then they initiated their guru in the Mahamantra. So the guru became the disciple of the disciple, and they all became pure Vaishnavas. They all ran to see Lord Chaitanya, but by that time he very happily disappeared to continue his travels. And Lord Chaitanya then went to Tirupati, and then he went to the top of the hill, Tirumala, and there he saw the beautiful, beautiful transcendental form of Venkateshwar, Balaji. And there he transformed all the residents of Tirumala to the Harinam Sankirtan movement, and he danced in ecstatic love before the beautiful form of Venkateshwar for many days. Then he traveled to what is now called Vijayawada. There is a beautiful mountain called Mangalagiri. To walk up this mountain is about 700 steps. And on top of the mountain, there is a temple called Pana Nrisimha. This is a very ancient deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. There was once a demon named Nahusha who stood on the tip of a needle fasting for 100 celestial years, and he got great powers, and he was harassing all the Brahmins and all the devatas, and ultimately the Lord sent his chakra, and he was running away from the chakra, and he came to this mountain and hid in a cave. And who did he meet in the cave? Sri Narasimha Bhagavan Ki. And you know what happened to him. After he killed Nahusha, the demigods were worshipping this beautiful form of Nrisimhadev at Mangalagiri. And then when it was time for him to go back to Vaikuntha, they requested, "Please, kindly, we want to worship you." So he said, "All right, I will remain here in the form of my self-manifested murti. And in Satya Yuga, you should put nectar in my mouth. And I will, whatever amount of nectar you bring, I will drink half, and half will be prasad that you can take. But in Treta Yuga, there's no nectar. So you can worship me with ghee. And you, whatever, you give me half I will drink, and half that remains is my mahaprasad. And in Dwapara Yuga, you can offer me milk, because there will not be so much ghee. And in Kali Yuga, as time goes on, even milk becomes difficult. So you jaggery water." What is Hindi for jaggery? Gur. Gur Pani. So to this day, if you go to that place, there's a beautiful, beautiful deity of Nrisimhadev in a cave in this mountain. And the pujaris constantly, they're just grinding gur and mixing it with water. And then you have to pay a donation, then they give it to you. Then they pour half in the deity's mouth. And whatever amount there is, they say, and we have seen, that when they're pouring from a conch shell, exactly when half of it is finished, there is a pot, and they just put in conch shell. When the pot is half done, you hear from the deity, "Bah, bah, 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 bah." Which means, "I've had enough. I've had enough." And then they give the rest as Mahaprasad. Have any of you ever been there? Someday we will go on your way. Pana Nrisimha Bhagavan Ki. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted so blissfully there. And even today when you go halfway up the hill, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed footprints of Lord Chaitanya at the place that he rested on his way at the top of the hill. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Shiva Kanchi, Kanchipuram, and he went to the beautiful temple of Lord Shankar, and by his beautiful, beautiful dance, he had all the Shivites with their raised arms crying in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. And he went to Vishnu Kanchi, and he had all the Vaishnavas with tears in their eyes chanting the holy name. In this way, Lord Chaitanya revealed the ultimate interfaith experience. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to the very holy place on the banks of the river Kaveri, Sri Ranga Kshetra. And he went to the ancient deity in the temple of Ranganath. And there he began to dance and chant. And the beauty of Lord Chaitanya was so charming to everyone's heart that no one could resist from chanting the holy names and surrendering to Krishna just by seeing his dance and hearing his beautiful singing. His merciful glance were like showers of nectar upon anyone he looked upon. There was a Brahmin of the name Venkatabhata who invited Lord Chaitanya to his home, and he washed the Lord's feet and drank the water of that feet and distributed to all of his family members. And his son later became the famous Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then Katabhata invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remain at his house for the Chaturmasya, for the duration of the time of the rainy season, when generally sannyasis do not travel. Because Venkatabhata was asking with so much sincere devotion and care, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. Every day he would bathe three times in the holy river Kaveri, and every day he would go into the temple and perform kirtan. Sri Rangam is the largest Hindu temple in all the world. In fact, I believe it's the largest temple in all the world. We went there on Yatra 2 years ago. Someday we will go again on Yatra. There's seven gates and seven gopurams on all four sides. That means 28 beautiful, beautiful gopurams and gates to come into. It's magnificent. It's a whole city within the temple compound. Beautiful deity of Lord Krishna laying down in his yoga nidra. Originally that deity was worshipped by Brahma, who gave it to Ikshvaku, who later on gave it to the kings of the Raghu dynasty, and it was worshipped by Lord Ramchandra in his palace in Ayodhya. And after killing Ravana, when Vibhishan came for the coronation of Ram, Lord Ramchandra, as his great act of love to Vibhishan, he gave that deity to Vibhishan to bring back to Sri Lanka. But on the way, they stopped in this island between two streams of the Kaveri River, and the deity didn't move. Because it's a very beautiful story. A particular devotee was worshipping him. So he remained there at Sri Rangam. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and literally millions and millions of people were coming from all directions on pilgrimage, just not only to see Ranganath, but to see this beautiful golden-colored sannyasi who was just dancing in ecstasy and giving everyone love of God. The news was spreading everywhere. People were coming from all directions.
And there was tumultuous, wonderful kirtans in the temple as everyone was singing the holy names of Krishna. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw one Brahmin in the courtyard of the Ranganath temple. This Brahmin was practically illiterate. But every day he would read Bhagavad Gita. But he would not pronounce the slokas in proper Sanskrit. So sometimes the great learned pundits, they would criticize him, laugh at him. No one took him seriously. But when Lord Chaitanya saw him reciting Gita, he noticed that there were tears in his eyes and he was exhibiting symptoms of love of God. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, "What part of Gita is giving you such devotion?" And the Brahmin said, "I do not even know how to read Gita. Whether I'm saying it right or saying it wrong, I do not know. I don't understand all the Sanskrit so much. But my spiritual master, he has given me the order that every day I should read Bhagavad Gita, all 18 chapters. And to honor the instruction of my spiritual master, every day I sit here. My spiritual master is my life and soul. And as I'm reading Gita, I just see the beautiful picture of Krishna in my heart. How Krishna is sitting as the charioteer of Arjuna. And he's instructing Arjuna with his beautiful, beautiful blackish form. And the remembrance of Krishna giving such mercy to his devotee and the beauty of that form of Krishna awakened such love in my heart." And when Lord Chaitanya heard this and saw how he was so obedient to the order of his guru with such a simple, humble form of devotion, Lord Chaitanya embraced him and said, "You are the authority of Bhagavad Gita." And as he embraced him, he invested within the Brahman the purest, highest ecstasy of Krishna Prema. The Brahman began to weep and to dance. And from that day, for the rest of the 4 months, that Brahman never gave up the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From this story, we can understand that it is not through great scholarship that we achieve an understanding of the essence of the scriptures. But it is through humility, devotion, in a mood of service to Guru, that we are imbibed by the divine grace with the real characteristics of a devotee. One day Lord Chaitanya, in a very joking way, lovingly spoke to Venkatabhata, that "You are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan." He was a very pure devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. He said, "Why is it that Lakshmi, who is always residing on the chest of Vishnu, performs severe austerities in order to associate with Krishna in the Rasa dance? Lakshmi wanted to leave Narayan to have Krishna's association." And Venkatabhata said, "But Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna are the same person. There's no difference between Narayan and Krishna. So if Lakshmi wants to leave Narayan to go to Krishna, she's not unchaste because they're both her husband." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, that is true, but why she wasn't allowed in the Rasa dance? Because she is worshipping the Lord in awe and reverence. But Krishna is the supremely most all-attractive." And he explained the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. Vaikuntha is that land where the Supreme Lord is worshipped with great reverence. And Vrindavan is that place where Krishna becomes your friend or your
son or your lover, it is a place of unreserved, ecstatic, loving reciprocation. And he explained how, although all avatars are one, still Krishna is the source of all avatars. He is Swayam Bhagavan, and he possesses the greatest quantity of spiritual qualities than all of his other manifestations, expansions, or avatars. And he explained that there are four qualities of Krishna that even Narayan does not have, and that is his supremely beautiful and attractive form, the sweet sound of his playing of his flute, his most incredible intimate pastimes, and his supremely spontaneously dedicated devotees. Lord Chaitanya explained in so many ways the supreme position of Krishna. And upon hearing this, Venkatabhata became quite bewildered. And then Lord Chaitanya said, actually, there's absolutely no difference between Krishna and Narayan. And therefore, there's no difference between Lakshmi and Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So you should not do him distress. So Venkatabhata said, I will worship you by always chanting the holy names. Because different devotees, the Lord, the one Supreme Lord, appears in different forms. So there is no controversy, there is no argumentation amongst various religions or various devotees worshipping various authorized true forms of God. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to, out of his mercy, give entrance into the most intimate, loving relation that only Krishna exchanges with his devotees. After the 4 months of the rainy season, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his travels, and he went to the Rishab Hill, where he met one of the great, great disciples of Madhavendra Puri, of the name Paramananda Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his prostrated obeisance at Paramananda Puri's lotus feet. And for 3 days continuously, they just discussed Harikatha together. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Paramananda Puri that please come to Jagannath Puri. Please come and let us live there together and always be hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And Paramananda Puri told Lord Chaitanya that he would come and reside in Jagannath Puri with him. Then Lord Chaitanya went to Sri Shaila, where he met Lord Shiva and Parvati, who were disguised in the form of Brahmins. And they came especially to discuss Harikatha with Lord Chaitanya and to give gifts of charity as offerings to Lord Chaitanya. Then he went to Madurai, which is also called Southern Mathura. And there was a devotee there of the name Ramdas Vipra. And this Brahmin invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. And it's a very, very interesting story. But because it's getting late, I will condense it. After Lord Chaitanya ate, which was quite late by the time he prepared it, because he said that Lakshman hadn't brought the vegetables yet. He had this very, very intimate meditation in his puja. He wouldn't eat. Lord Chaitanya said, you should take remnants now. He said, no, no, I am fasting. Why are you fasting? Because Sita was touched by Ravana. How could I eat when Sita, the goddess of fortune, the object of all my devotion, was touched by that demon Ravana? I cannot bear the thought of this.
I will take my life by either entering into water or fire. I cannot live with this thought in my heart that my beloved object of all devotion was touched by this Rakshasa.
And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sita has a pure spiritual form. She can never be touched by anything of this material nature. The real Sita was never touched by Ravana. So you can eat. Please have faith in my words. The Brahmin was pacified by the Lord and somehow or other gave up his idea to end his life, and he began to eat. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to a place called Mahendra Shaila, and there he met with Lord Parasuram. And then he went to Rameshwaram, which is also known as Setu Bandha. If you remember, many of us went on a yatra to Rameshwaram. That is the place where Hanuman and his monkey associates, headed by Sugriva and Angada and Vivida, they made the bridge of stones that floated in the ocean, and they all marched to Sri Lanka to conquer Ravana and rescue Sita Devi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Dhanush Tirtha, and there he took his bath in the ocean. It is said that one who bathes in Dhanush Tirtha will become liberated from all sinful reactions and achieve Krishna's lotus feet. And then he went to the temple of Rameshwaram, and he bathed in the sea. There are 24 tirthas, and he took his bath in all of those places. And then he saw the beautiful form of Rameshwaram Shiva. And there he conducted a wonderful kirtan and had everyone singing and dancing, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Vakshana. Louder, please. Krishna 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 Pahi Ma. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While at the temple of Sri Rameshwaram, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found the Kurma Purana. Hare Krishna. It was in very, very ancient palm leaves. And there, in one chapter of Kurma Purana, he found the pastime of the chaste lady. In this pastime, it explained how Sita Devi, when it was understood that Ravana was going to come to kidnap her, the fire god, Agni, personally took the real Sita
and brought her to the abode of Parvati, where Parvati personally cared for her. And a false, illusory Sita took her place, and she was stolen by Ravana. So Lord Chaitanya, he had copied these texts. And just so that Ram Das Vipra would know it was authorized, he kept the new copies in the temple and brought the ancient palm leaves back to Madurai. Just to show Ram Das Vipra. And when he read these texts, Ram Das Vipra, he said, Now, all the pains and anxieties of my heart are gone. Sita is safe. She was never touched by Ravana. Therefore, let me cook you a wonderful, wonderful feast. We'll have a big festival. And I could understand that you are my beloved Lord Ramchandra, and I worship and surrender at your lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his wonderful travels all the way down to the southern and most point of Kanyakumari. And then he came to a place called Malardesh. And there was a nomadic tribe of gypsies known as the Bataharis. And Srila Prabhupada explains who these Bataharis are. They were tantric sannyasis, but not sannyasis as we understand sannyasis. They were murderers and thieves and rogues. Hare Krishna. But they were dressed like sannyasis. And what they would do is they would kidnap young, beautiful women, and they would put them under spells through hypnosis and through different tantric rites. And they would have these women under complete control. And they would send the women out to seduce men. And then they would rob those men, or they would bring those men in, and they would put them under trances and get them to join the Batahari movement. Anyways, through using these beautiful young women, they somehow or other took Kal Krishnadas, the personal assistant of Lord Chaitanya. And early one morning, Kal Krishnadas left Lord Chaitanya and went to join the Batahari movement. And Lord Chaitanya, out of his great mercy and compassion, he went to the camp of the Bataharis. And with great respect, he said to them, "You are sannyasis, and I am also sannyasi. So this is my servant. You should not have taken my servant. That is not proper. You should allow him to come back to me." And the Bataharis, when they heard this, they became so angry that they picked up terrible, deadly weapons, axes and swords and choppers and clubs, and they started running at Lord Chaitanya from all four directions to beat him and to kill him. And as they were running toward Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Go down to Mahaprabhu ki!" The weapons slipped out of their hands and started in a very animated form chopping off their arms and chopping off their legs and stabbing them and cutting off their heads. And the Bataharis were just laying there bloody, and some of them were running away, and the weapons were chasing after them and beating them. And Lord Chaitanya grabbed Kal Krishnadas by his hair and took him back. "Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!" Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the very sacred Payaswini River, and he took his bath. And after taking his sanctified snan, he came to the temple of Adi Keshava. It's a beautiful, beautiful ancient form of Lord Vishnu, laying down as the supreme enjoyer of all enjoyers. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that Adi Keshava temple, had wonderful, wonderful kirtan.
And people from all directions were coming to the Adi Keshav temple to have sweet kirtan of the holy name with Lord Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing and dancing. The beauty of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance was the most attractive and charming personification of love that this world has ever seen. It was there at the Adi Keshava temple that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita, beginning with
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradhir Govinda Sarva Karuna Karunam.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the Brahma Samhita chanted, he could understand the value of this jewel-like literature. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Brahma Samhita teaches the highest realizations of the absolute nature of Krishna, the personality of Godhead. It explains the most conclusive truths of all the Vedic literatures. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered the discovery of this literature so infinitely valuable that he copied that literature and he brought it with him wherever he traveled. Sri Brahma Samhita ki. Lord Chaitanya went to what is now Trivandrum, and he went to the beautiful, beautiful temple of Ananta Padmanabh, and there he began to dance, and all the people of that southern part of Kerala came to Ananta Padmanabh Mandir to enjoy beautiful kirtan of the chanting of the holy name. Then he visited the Janardhan temple, just about 28 miles north. Then he went to Sringeri Math, which is the capital of Sripad Shankaracharya. And there, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like everywhere else, simply induced everyone to chant as he sang the beautiful names. Krishna, 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 Sringeri Math, after leading all the Mayavadis in Harinam Sankirtan, he came to Udupi, the holy place, the birth site of Sripad Madhvacharya. And there Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a wonderful, wonderful darshan of Udupi Krishna, also known as Nartaka Gopal, where Krishna he's dancing. Lord Chaitanya saw him dancing, but he's holding a churning rod. He was actually the deity of Rukmini in Dwarka. Beautiful story of this Murti. Devaki once asked Krishna that, the night you were born, you left for Gokul, and you came back after you were over 12 years old. I never got to see your beautiful childhood pastimes as Yashoda did. Please show me what you looked like then. So Krishna transformed his form right in the palace of Dwarka into Bal Gopal, holding a stick for churning butter and a rope and butter in his hand. And he was beautiful, such a beautiful vision. And the Devaki's parental affection increased more than it ever before. And when Rukmini saw this form of Krishna, she prayed to Krishna to let her worship him and serve him in this form. So he became this deity, and it was worshipped by Rukmini. And later, Madhavacharya received that deity in a lump of Gopi Chandan from a boat coming from Dwarka and personally installed that deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had wonderful, wonderful kirtan dancing in front of the beautiful, beautiful deity of Udupi Krishna. And he had many fascinated discussions with the Tattvavadi sannyasis of Udupi at that time, where they discussed nice philosophy. Then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gokarna, and then he went to Suparaka. Suparaka is modern-day Tana. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing through the roads, he came to Dwaipayani, which is modern-day Mumbai, alias Bombay. And here at Dwaipayani, Sri Mumbai Kshetra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like everywhere else, he was inducing everyone. There is no need to give up your home. You just, wherever your occupation is, you just continue that. But in your home, you always take the name of Krishna. Associate with devotees. Follow these regulative principles. Give Krishna consciousness to others. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this message, and it is still being preached to this day in this holy place of Mumbai. By Srila Prabhupada's great mercy. So here in Mumbai, Lord Chaitanya was dancing through the roads, singing the beautiful songs of Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dwaipayani Mumbai Ki! Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after inducing all the residents of Bombay to chant and dance, he went to Kolhapur. And in Kolhapur, he went to the beautiful temple of Mahalakshmi, very famous temple. And he started dancing and singing before the wonderful deity of Mahalakshmi. And all the residents of Kolhapur, they all came to Mahalakshmi Mandir, and they all saw in the streets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful, beautiful transcendental dance as he was leading all the Kolhapur valleys and chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. After transforming all the residents of Kolhapur into great Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his wonderful pilgrimage. And dancing along the roads, he came to the holy place of Sri Pandharapur. There Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went before the eternally resplendent and glorious form of Vitthal Dev, Panduranga Vitthal Dev. And he began to dance and dance and sing before the beautiful form of Vitthal, who was standing on bricks, waiting for his devotee. In the temple of Vitthal, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just in transcendental trance of ecstasy to see this beautiful form of Krishna. And all the residents of Pandharapur came to see the beautiful golden form of Sri Gauranga and to see the beautiful ecstasy of his dancing. And in this way, all of Kolhapur entered into the transcendental mercy of the Sankirtan movement by chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He was invited to one Brahmin's house. And then he discovered that one of the godbrothers of his spiritual master was residing in Pandharapur, Sri Rangapuri. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great eagerness and excitement, he went to the house. And when he saw the spiritual form of Sri Rangapuri, he offered his dandavat obeisances. And when Sri Rangapuri saw the various symptoms of love of God on Lord Chaitanya's body, the first thing he said is, "You must have some connection to Madhavendra Puri, my beloved Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, such ecstatic love cannot be manifest without his divine grace." And Lord Chaitanya explained that he was a disciple of Ishwara Puri, who was Sri Rangapuri's very beloved and dear godbrother. They were so happy to meet that Sri Rangapuri lifted Lord Chaitanya and began to embrace him. And as they were in this embrace of spiritual affection, they were both weeping and crying. They couldn't let go of each other.
And then for 5 to 7 days, they sat throughout the day and night discussing topics of Lord Krishna. And they were intoxicated by hearing and chanting the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And then Lord Sri Rangapuri, out of curiosity, he asked, "From which place are you from?" And Lord Chaitanya responded, "I am from Navadvip." And Sri Rangapuri replied, "Many years ago, when I was traveling with my spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, we came to the land of Navadvip. And we went to the house of a Brahmin whose name was Jagannath Mishra. And he was such a loving and kind devotee. He had such a pure and generous heart, he invited us to come and have prasad there. And the wife of Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, she's the very mother of the universe. She is an ocean of compassion and kindness, and the best of all cooks. To this very day, I am constantly remembering the curry that she prepared made out of banana flowers. And she was so affectionate that she treated every single sannyasi like her own son." The son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata was named Vishwaroop. He was an embodiment of all good qualities. And when he was very young, he left home and took sannyas. And then he traveled to all the holy places throughout India. And in the end, he came to this holy dham of Pandharapur. And here he lived. Here he achieved the ultimate perfection of his spiritual realization. And it was here that he entered his Mahasamadhi and went back home, back to the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. We remember Lord Chaitanya, his excuse for going on the South Indian Yatra was to find his brother Vishwaroop. When he heard this message from Sri Rangapuri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "I am the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, and Vishwaroop was my brother." Hearing this, Sri Rangapuri felt great ecstatic bliss. Together they shared the loving exchanges of Harikatha. It was there in Pandharapur that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sacred Bhima River, and then he continued his wonderful yatra. He came to the banks of a river called the Krishna Vena, and there he found there was a community of Brahmins who were all pure devotees, and day and night they were reciting this very extraordinarily eloquent literature, Krishna Karnamrita by Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur, which describes the beautiful love affairs of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. And these spiritual literatures are composed by the topmost Paramahamsa transcendentalists, in whom Krishna is revealing the highest truths to the world. And the great acharyas explain these particular literatures, like Krishna Karnamrita, are so pure and elevated in their realizations that unless one is a very, very highly evolved, realized, self-controlled Vaishnava, it is not proper to read. One should gradually come to that stage through seva, and through Harinam Sankirtan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing this beautiful narration of Krishna Karnamrita, understood that it was that Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita were the two jewels amongst all literature. And he made copy of that book. And these two particular books, Krishna Karnamrita, which is 112 verses, and Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, he carried with it wherever he traveled.
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Rishyamukha mountain, a place called Kishkindha Kshetra. The modern day is Hampi. And he bathed in the Tungabhadra River. And there he saw the very wonderful place that Lord Ram spent 4 months during the Chaturmasya in his search for Mother Sita. And also that is the birthplace of Sri Hanumanji. Hanumanji Maharaj Ki! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped at that place. Then he went to Dandakaranya. And then he went to a place called Saptatala, which is in the Kishkindha Kshetra area, where there are 7 big tall trees. If you remember by reading Valmiki's Ramayana, when Sugriva was worried that how will I know, Ram, that you will protect me when I fight with Bali, Lord Ram shot an arrow and it went through all these 7 tall trees. Big, big, huge tall trees. It went through all 7 of them. And then it went down all the way to Patala Loka and then came back up and entered into his quiver. And then Sugriva said, yes, I have faith that you have the power to conquer Bali. Those 7 tall trees were still there, ancient, so many thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, and they were growing for such a long time. They were huge, big, big, wide, high, high trees. They were considered very sacred. And Lord Chaitanya is none different than Ram when he saw these trees, who were actually people who assisted him in his previous lila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right in front of the people of Kishkindha, he embraced each tree one by one, and as soon as he embraced it, the tree disappeared and went back to the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Then he went to Pampa Sarovar. Pampa Sarovar is where Lord Ramchandra first met Hanumanji. Pampa Sarovar is also where Shabari, the great lady, mystic sage and Vaishnavi, performed her tapasya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed there. And in bathing there, he made every place unlimitedly more holy and sanctified. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Panchavati, Nasik. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Nasik, and there he went to the Triambakeshwar Mahadev temple, one of the very, very ancient and famous deities of Lord Shiva. And in that temple in Nasik, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his wonderful dance in kirtan, and all the residents of Panchavati and Nasik, they all gathered together in the beautiful association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and had beautiful kirtan. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nasik, there was a big mountain called Brahmagiri, and he climbed up that whole mountain to the source of Godavari. And there he bathed in that holy spot and made it all the more sacred while chanting his own holy names. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vidyanagar, where he met with Srila Ramananda Rai. And as they met, they embraced in great ecstatic love and discussed the wonderful topics of Krishna and Kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya explained to Ramananda Rai all the wonderful pastimes of his travels. Lord Chaitanya's travels of South India were approximately 2 years. He told Ramananda Rai, "You should come with me to Jagannath Puri. I am returning now." And Ramananda Rai said, "I have already told Maharaj Prataparudra, and he has already given me full leave to come to Puri. But the problem is, because I'm governor, when I come to Puri, there will be elephants and there will be chariots and there will be bands and Brahmins chanting, and I don't think you want to come like this. So why don't you go, and within 10 days I will come to meet you." So in great happiness, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began going down the same roads to Puri that he had come at the beginning of his journey to South India. And if you remember, when he began his journey, dancing down those roads, everyone in all the villages, they all became great Vaishnavas. And now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after 2 years, was returning, and everyone was in ecstasy to see him. By that time, those people were all Vaishnavas. They were all preachers. They were all Hare Krishna devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was their savior. In great, great bliss and gratitude, wherever Lord Chaitanya was come, wherever he was traveling, everyone was greeting him and honoring him and showing so much pure unalloyed love to him. And again, dancing on the same roads with his old friends, he had wonderful kirtans of the holy name. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima. Haribo, 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 Haribo. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in his return journey to Jagannath Puri, he was simply inducing everyone to join the Harinam Sankirtan party. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Then he entered the beautiful, beautiful temple of Alalanath. And there he started dancing in front of the deity of Alalanath, Vishnu. And the whole town heard
Mahaprabhu Sri Gauranga is returned, and they all came
to chant the holy names of the Lord in great ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Kal Krishnadas to Puri to tell Lord Nityananda the others that he has come. And when the news came, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Damodar Pandit, Jagadananda, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they just went running to Alalanath. And there they met with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he embraced them in such deep and profound happiness. They met, and once again they were with their beloved Lord, dancing and singing the holy names. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Pura Pramna Nandi. From Alalanath, they all went to Jagannath Puri. And after over 2 years of separation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the wonderful temple of his beloved Lord, Sri Jagannath Dev. And there with his devotees, they bowed down again and again and again. And in great ecstatic love, they started dancing and chanting the holy names. Thus ends the South Indian tour of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how this South Indian tour, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited so many places and performed so many pastimes that it is impossible to describe them all. He was just describing one little drop from the ocean of wonderful activities of Lord Chaitanya during his travels to South India. He also explained that it was impossible to even make the description in chronological order. But those who hear this wonderful South Indian tour of Lord Chaitanya, of how he transformed the hearts of so many people into lovers of God, will achieve the supreme gift of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. Thank you very much. For the pleasure of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, all the acharyas of our disciplic line, and especially for the pleasure of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled throughout the various provinces of India, inducing all classes of men to chant the holy names. But Lord Chaitanya takes pleasure in giving more glory to His devotees. In the same way, he empowered Srila Prabhupada to travel around the entire planet Earth 12 times, inducing everyone to chant the holy names. Srila Prabhupada ki!